EMPShield.com. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Greetings. Good afternoon. The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Sundays for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program from 9 to noon here on 1360KHNC.com. What is the Illuminati? What about Vladimir Putin and his what he has just passed, the laws he's passed? And what about the Tavistock Institute, MK Ultra, mind control? And what about Angela Merkel? What about Theresa May? What about these type of women? What's the hidden story behind them? What is the truth? What's the truth with these people? This is out of whatdoesitmean.com. I'm going to get through this quickly. Putin authorized the government and the Russian Central Bank and Gazprom Bank to take the necessary steps to switch all payments for Russian natural gas from unfriendly states to Russian rubles starting tomorrow, 2 days from today, the 31st. And this is going to affect the group of seven: Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States, as well as pretty much every European Union nation that have been purchasing gas from Russia. The European nations have been placed on unfriendly status. So, in response to the order, the group of seven, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, United States, and the United Kingdom, collectively agreed to reject Moscow's demand to pay for gas imports from Russia in rubles. Immediately, Dmitry Peskov, the Kremlin spokesperson, stated, "Russia will stop shipping natural gas to countries refusing to settle payments in rubles." He added, "Moscow is not going to engage in charity if Europe refuses to pay in Russian currency." And then the main consequences is what is called the omnipotence paradox. President Putin has triggered the omnipotence paradox of unstoppable force meeting an immovable object. The unstoppable force meeting an immovable object. So you have presently a big stalemate. America pushing as a unstoppable force for war to destroy Russia. And Russia has stated, "We will push back. We will cut off energy to Europe." So you have the unstoppable force meeting an immovable object. Russia's not going to move on this. They're not going to be pushed. America's not going to back down either, because you have the satanic administration of America, Biden's administration, a satanic organization pushing against the Christianity of Russia being led by Vladimir Putin. It's just the way it is. Don't have to believe me, but Russia has come out of the Dark Ages, starting in the late 70s, mid-70s, back to Christianity, a turn back to the Bible, to the things of God. America, from the late 70s, took a detour, and the government in this nation and the powers in America have taken the American people away from God, beginning with Jimmy Carter. I can prove it, but I don't have time. Previous programs, I have laid the groundwork for what I'm presenting. Starting 2.5 years ago when I began here on KHNC with the open forum. It's too much to cover in 1 hour. You don't have to believe me, but you have a war taking place between Russia as a communist, as an ex-communist nation, and now a Christian nation, and America, a Christian nation, now a communist nation. Going on with the article. The Kremlin spokesperson, Peskov, stated, "We have entered the phase of total war. We've entered the phase of total war, and it is. Western European countries, the United States, Canada, Australia, they are actually leading war against Russia in trade, in economy, in seizing our properties, in seizing our funds, in blocking our financial relations, and we will adapt. We have to adapt ourselves to the new reality." Then asked if he could rule out the use of nuclear weapons in a conflict on behalf of Russia, these mad people, would ask a question like this. Peskov states, "No one is thinking about using or even talking about the idea of using nuclear weapons. But the United States of America and the New World Order, the Illuminati system, is pushing for global war." That's just the way it is. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back in a few minutes to continue. Hold tight.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
The beetles are flying, the pine trees around Greeley are dying, and so's the dollar. The ash borers are all over Johnstown Millican, and we can only help your trees if we catch them in the first year. If the branch over the house or drive is on pre-SHF list, call Affordable Tree Service North, LLC at 568-6898. For licensed and insured, we accept all payment forms and honor a 10% military senior discount. That's 568-6898.
Have got to get it together now. Do you think we're going to get it together? No, because man is fallen. We're in the midst of a galactic war, and I literally mean a galactic war. A galactic war between two great supernatural powers in the universe. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. The battleground, it's a small piece of dust in the universe called Earth. And on this small piece of dust, you have a group who has now moving forward with a 200-300-year-old plan to take over this world. The Illuminati. You can call them the secret societies of the world and families. What is this Illuminati? Let's just start there. In 1776, a group of educated Bavarian gentlemen, I don't call them gentlemen, began an organization bent on illumination and propagating a new kind of reason in response to the restrictions of Catholicism. You see, they hate Catholicism because of the, not just the power that the Vatican has, but the power of the religion and the thought of the Son of God, who is able to save man from his sins, and the thought of a real God. The Illuminati can't stand it. These people that hate God cannot stand it. But eventually the Illuminati strays into the realm of the occult, and they establish a secret hierarchical society. The Illuminati, these people, along with almost every single secret society, do not believe in the Christian God. And if they do, they're at war with him. They considered Christianity irrational, yet they were influenced by the mystical Jewish Kabbalah, by the Freemasons, by Egyptian Hermeticism, alchemy, etc. They sought to replace Christianity with the religion of reason. While their beliefs share more common with the cult, there's got to be, if they don't believe in God, then why would they believe in the occult? Because they know the omnipotent power of God, and they're not going to believe anything that doesn't have some form of power, authority. So they have, they do believe in something invisible. The Illuminati of Bavaria were carefully policed by a structure of internal discipline and a system of mutual surveillance. What do you think this sounds like today? Mutual surveillance. established to maintain order and secrecy. They invited only wealthy, powerful, or intellectual men to join their ranks. Once they became very powerful, and I'm going to just, in a little bit, we'll go into the Rothschild family. Eventually, you wouldn't have to join the ranks. The children would be born into this power structure. The points. Secrecy. Members of the Illuminati promoted hierarchy, governing themselves rigorously behind closed doors, out of the view of law enforcement of any kind, whether it be government, state, local. Hierarchy. Division by class within the order was important. Example, Bill, Hillary Clinton, they're both Illuminati. The hierarchy. Bill, being a man, is more powerful in the Illuminati than Hillary Clinton. Incorrect. Hillary Clinton is much more powerful in the Illuminati than Bill Clinton. So powerful that she was in the process of I think she was going to eliminate, you know, the Clinton murders. I wonder if Bill was on that list. And in private, the Secret Service would have to defend Bill from Hillary. Bill had he was playing basketball and he had an injury to his knee. Well, it wasn't an injury to his knee due to any type of sports. Bill's not that kind of a guy. He fell down the stairs. He was drunk, I guess. The lights were out. And he just walked out into the hallway and boom, 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 down the stairs. No, that's not true. He was pushed. And at the White House, Hillary would go into fits of rage, grab a lamp, throw lamps at him, throw whatever was available at him trying to harm him. The CIA or the Secret Service had to step in and restrain her. But that really didn't work for a while. Do you remember when Hillary took that trip to Africa with her daughter, Chelsea? Well, that was because she decided she better get out of the White House. She was on a diplomatic mission. Not really the case. She was, somebody sat her down, and they told her, Hillary, yes, we acknowledge you are more powerful in the Illuminati than Bill. But Hillary, this is the man we put in power to do what we want. And leave him alone. If you don't stop, discontinue your evil, you might get the flu. You're going to get the Clinton flu. Guess what? She takes the baby, Chelsea. She's not a baby, she's a young girl. And boom, off to Africa. And all of the animosity and the attacks ceased. So I want to take what I present to you in these secret orders. Let's make them real and tangible so you can understand. We're not dealing with something that is like the ether, that is not real. You can't see the wind, but it is real. You get out on an ocean and the winds come up, you'll know how real the wind is. And you see the size of the waves, 60 foot tall. So also, hierarchy. Bill is less powerful than Hillary. Now the third point, deity. A popular idea of theirs was that members of the highest class within their order possess a special deep mystic and divine knowledge, a gnosis, which would elevate them to a superior form of human being destined for now to live with lesser beings. People too influenced by matter were doomed. So, but if a person were to acquire gnosis, knowledge, he could be saved. Mankind is fighting God with gnosis, with wisdom, with knowledge. But they forget the ultimate knowledge, the one who is wisdom and knowledge, is God eternal. Fourth, enlightened thinking. Their brand of reasoning is superior to that of any religion. False. So anyhow, that gives you a base. Now let's look at some of the members in the Illuminati. And how are these members that are born into these families? Let's talk, let's go to antisatanism.com, the Tavistock Institute, the Rockefeller, Sabbatean, Frankism, Freud, Frankfurt School, and the Kabbalah. You see, in the Bible sets the example for the power of numbers. And with the power of numbers like 777 or 888 versus 666, you have 555. Five being 4 plus 1, mankind, 444, or man, with God, 555, but God being 1, man being 4. Being man, 1 and 4 make 5, meaning God, man working together. 666 is man working with Satan, with the devil. And the coming man of sin, the Antichrist, his numbers will be 444 and 666. Now, you're going to have to continue to listen to the program, because in the near future, I'm going to explain it to you. I can't do that today. It's too deep. So, in the Tavistock Institute, who are some of the victims? How about many of Hitler's Rothschild babies? You see, Adolf Hitler was a Rothschild. We're going to get into that in a second. Angela Merkel, Vladimir Stalin, Jeff Bezos, the Forbes, many in the Forbes family, Theresa May, the former Prime Minister of England. How about billionaires Pope Francis and Pope Benedict? What about the United States government intelligence, military intel complex? How about many of those in the White House? Is it possible that the person in the White House presently is an MK Ultra product? This gives you something to think about. What about this person's son, Hunter? This boy is not normal. People that have been mind-controlled, their personalities have been split. They have more than one personality in the soul. They can be very dysfunctional. They are prone to vices such as drugs, opium, crack, cocaine. They are prone to sex-driven. They are prone to obey. Think about Boris Johnson of England. Do you think Boris, he is very, very pliable in the hands of the people that really give him direction. Do you think Boris Johnson really has any power like the current president of the United States? MK Ultra, mind control. Tavistock Institute, Rockefeller Mind Control Institution. We live in America. We're sanitized. We don't see what is before us. We are infected by a spirit of blindness. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Want to tune into a talk show program where the subject matter actually matters and something you want to discuss? Join me, JD, for Swamp Fight, Saturdays from noon to 1, right here on AM 1360.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices. Just like that. No solicitation. Just like that. Buying or selling? Just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3 for The Present Truth. Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. Podcasts for the programs and the programs on KHNC through the week and on the weekend are on 1360KHNC.com. And I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, continuing. The Tavistock Institute. Mankind and the way that the Tavistock realized how to split a soul, you'd have to go back to Germany. You have to go back to the time of Adolf Hitler. I'll give you some background before I continue. In the Bible, let's go back even further. In the book of Psalms, King David stated that his enemies wanted to capture him and tear his soul apart like a lion. Tear his soul apart like a lion. He was talking about MK Ultra techniques in the Psalms through torture. Adolf Hitler knew deep in the outback of Germany, within the little cities, the German people, the children, were brilliant, bright, educated. They'd learn things immediately. And he had the SS soldiers going back to the German cities to find out what techniques they used to further the brilliance of the little German children. It was torture. It was sexual. It had to do everything with torture, with sex, incense. And he found that it goes back 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 generations and further. And he found witchcraft. And this is why the German SS, many of the top SS leaders were involved in the occult. And I believe that eventually, to be an SS leader, you had to be involved in the occult. You could not be part of that group without being involved in the occult. The Thule Society, the Vril Society. Adolf Hitler had Madame Blavatsky's book on his bedside, on his lampstand beside the bed, and he denied it. And eventually he would torture those that were in the Thule Society. Like, he killed all the people that knew him from the time he was a young boy. He didn't want these people, he didn't want history to document who he was. There was one young boy that eventually was used in the book The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. You'll read that Hitler eliminated all of the people around him that knew who he was, what he was, his history. But you cannot hide or destroy history. The Bible says you can't. God said that what has been hidden, Christ said what has been hidden, is going to be brought out into the open. The world has to see what mankind has done to mankind. So Hitler goes back into the cities, into the forest, the Black Forest of Germany, to find out how did the parents, from generation to generation, going back, I'd say 10 generations plus, 20, 27 generations, 30 generations, using the same techniques. They just get more sophisticated as time goes on, like today. So here's what they do in the MK Ultra programs. This is from AgainstSatanismGot.com. We know from the church hearings in Congress that the CIA admitted that 10,000 orphans had been taken from orphanages and entered into the MK Ultra mind control program, where you have the born identity. Child 47. This is all MK Ultra right in your television, on screen. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Call Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate. 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
In a sanitized society, a system where the truth never gets out, the truth, the real truth. That's why I host The Present Truth. Now, this isn't something that happened in the 1800s or in the 1900s. This is what's happening today. So, in the Frankfurt School and postmodernism, which is directed by the oligarch trillionaires, you have this hidden elite financed by Sabbatean, Francis, Rothschilds, their friends. They're the front for the Vatican Bank, just in one front. The other front, America's CIA, America's military, the British MI6, their military, the black budget bank accounts of every nation in the world that is involved with this type of activity, not just the United States, Canada, Australia, all the nations in Europe, China, yes, in the past, Russia, probably still today, Russia, African nations, South America. Marx was an agent of the British Satanist elite. He was controlled by a satanic ambassador, Urquhart. He wrote the notes for Marx to write the book Das Kapital. Marx later, you know, invents communism and socialism, used to split Russia and China, take over societies with their revolutions to create a totalitarian society like Soviet Russia, communist China, with no middle class, no bourgeois, no only trillionaires and slaves. But what happened in Russia has not yet happened in China to a degree. Russia, in the mid-70s, the Holy Spirit of God began to fall upon the people of that nation. And once the nation began to once again acknowledge the God of heaven, the God of Israel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, once they began to acknowledge that God, Russia became out of her hell. And in China, China's going to come out of her hell after the War of Armageddon. But even within communist China, people don't realize that in that nation, where everything is anti-God, that mankind is God, even in spite of that, there is a great, great, living, powerful army of God's children in Russia. And these men and women and children are, in God, they are doing well. Spiritually, they are doing fantastic. Physically, that's a different story. But they are alive. They are alive to the knowledge of God, to the power of God, to the help that God provides them. This is the type of help that we in America are going to need in the near future. We already need it. The God that the Uyghurs in Western China and many of the Muslims in the Uyghur camps are not Muslim any longer. They are Christian. They are born again. They are following Jesus Christ. So, this is just a fact. So these people in these Illuminati, they indulge in sexual rituals, including wife sharing, sex orgies, adultery, incest, increasing sexual addiction, leading to homosexuality, torture, drugs, pedophilia, bestiality, pornography. This has been going on for more than 350 years. They violate the commandment that of marriage. They violate that. And Satan gives them more power. The way that many people end up into this madness and into this hell is pimping and blackmail. They are entered into satanic organizations. To be in these covens, you have to be a pedophile. Then eventually you're going to have to ritually torture somebody. You're going to have to murder them. They sacrifice babies. I know young girls that were in covens that were pregnant and the babies were taken. Within the covens, you have doctors, you have attorneys, you have veterinarians, you have people that are, that deliver children. I forgot what the term. This way, they're not in any type of medical facility that will make you get pretty much give you vaccinations as a child, fresh out of the womb, social security number. You're known. You're tracked. Midwife. But in the covens, they have midwives. And they can deliver these children at 6 months or full term. They know how to, if the people in the occult are very powerful, they know how to begin to torture the child in the womb at about 2 weeks and forward. Americans and people of the world need to wake up. Or you're going to be Epstein. You're going to be Jeffrey Epstein. We're going to finish out with this in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have
Monday through Thursday 2 to 3 for the Present Truth program, Sundays 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, and programs streamed at all times on 1360KHNC.com. Podcast, same website, 1360KHNC.com. I want to thank everybody that supports the Present Truth. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, we talk about Epstein. People are going to get Epsteined. These people do get Clinton. There's either Clinton cited or Epstein. And Epstein was being blackmailed to support to Harvard, MIT, eugenics, mind control, and then also to fund the Bill Gates Foundation, and also people involved in these programs. You can go on to, don't go to Google, go to DuckDuckGo, start page, search engines other than Google, and read about Google, because there are many of these people in the Google ranks, Microsoft, Facebook, and we know that no matter where you go in the government, up at the top, is Joe Biden's children? Is there this type of MK Ultra programming with these kids, with the leaders of Europe, France, Macron, Trudeau, Castro Trudeau of Canada, and Boris Johnson? What about the Australian president? The president of Australia. What about Xi Jinping? You see, in Satan's kingdom, Satan demands loyalty from the leaders. I do not believe that Vladimir Putin is MK Ultra. I believe that Vladimir Putin was put in that place by God in Russia to stand against the New World Order, to make Russia great, because Russia has a destiny. In Ezekiel chapter 38-39, Russia has to be great economically, militarily, politically, because Russia has a date to be judged and punished by God upon the nation, upon the mountains of Israel. And it does say in the book of Ezekiel in those chapters that God is going to have to turn Russia around. Why does God have to turn Russia around and bring her down south? Because Russia is being forced to go another direction. Russia is being forced to go into the Ukraine. And I think I've just heard that Russia has decided to not spend any more energy in the matter of Ukraine. You see, the Ukraine is a black hole. It's a black hole of corruption. It's a black hole. And anything that goes in doesn't come out. And you have the great, powerful, satanic Nazi movement there, planned by the United States of America going back to about 1948, 53 and beyond. We're going to finish this tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. See you tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.